Hey, this is Pastor David. Thanks for plugging in today. I believe that this word from God will encourage you, challenge you, and help direct you toward your destiny. A new commandment I give unto you, Jesus said, that you love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and understanding, and that you love your neighbor as yourself. Let's get right into the word.
There's no one like our God, no one at all. Gave his son for us, Jesus the Lord. Who can love us like he does? No one at all.
Welcome back, friends and family, to this episode of Daily Bread. Pastor David here in the podcasting studio talking with you guys about Thecla. If you haven't listened to yesterday's Daily Bread, make sure you get on and check that one out first because I kind of lay the groundwork for this story about Thecla. And I just want to remind all of our listeners that Thecla's story is not found in the Bible. It's not useful for reproof, correction, or doctrine. And by that, I mean it is not scripture. However, it is a well-documented story that has been pieced together using discovered sea scrolls, as well as well-documented Roman events. And these outside materials actually include the names of people that we know very well from the Bible because they were interacting and being busy about their business in those times and in those places. And these other documents actually serve as great reference points for us when we're proving the validity of the Word of God. So we started yesterday by explaining this story in Acts 19, where these seven sons of Sceva were going out and trying to cast out demons, even though they didn't have a relationship with Jesus. They just knew about his name. And these demons reveal something interesting about the kingdom of darkness, and it is this: there is no identity in the enemy's kingdom, but there is identity in God's kingdom, so much so that even the enemy's kingdom recognizes the opposing players. They recognize the people of God. Specifically, this demon said, "I know Jesus and I've heard of Paul, but who are you guys?" And those demons gave those seven sons of Sceva the beatdown of their lives. That's what led us into this story about Thecla. Let me just recap real quick. Make sure to go on and listen to yesterday's because I do a much better job. But basically, Thecla lives in this time when women don't have any identity at all. They only can identify with their husband or their family. They're really kind of second-class citizens. And Thecla becomes part of the way. She gets born again. She becomes a Christian. And now she's counterculture. Her own mother pleads to the governor to have Thecla killed in front of all the people in the theater. And he tries to set her on fire, and God causes rain to come down from the sky and an earthquake beneath and saves Thecla. She runs out to find Paul. Paul takes her with him to Antioch, and that's where all her problems really began, because in Antioch, she met up with this really spoiled magistrate named Alexander. Alexander falls in love with Thecla, finds her in the marketplace, snatches her over to the side and tries to kiss her by force, and she just makes a total fool of him. She pushes him away. She tears his coat. She makes a big scene. She snatched the crown right off of his head, and she declares that she belongs to the Lord. And now Alexander took a hit to the pride because this happened very publicly. So he drags her before the governor, and she speaks her case. And to no one's surprise, the governor condemns her to be thrown among the wild beasts in the amphitheater. While they're getting all the city riled up for this great show, Thecla is sent to a woman's house by the name of Tryphena. Tryphena was a widow and had recently lost her teenage daughter. Not only was she very wealthy, but she had some political clout of her own. You see, she was a Roman and related to the royal family. So she had a little clout. While all this is going on, the soldiers bring in the fiercest female lion, and Thecla is tossed down in front of it. Amazingly, the lioness walks to Thecla, lays down, and begins to lick her feet. Not sure what to do, and the people in an outrage, Thecla is sent back to Tryphena's house while they gather some more animals, some animals that they think will get the job done. At Tryphena's house, they talk about her recently deceased daughter, and Thecla teaches Tryphena about the resurrection and prays for both her and her daughter. Tryphena has an open vision of her daughter with Jesus and adopts Thecla as her own in her heart. The next morning, Alexander shows up to collect Thecla. The turnout is unbelievable. The theater is packed. Already, they've heard and seen some crazy things. They heard about the fire that was quelled by the storm, the earthquake that broke down the amphitheater, and her escape to Antioch. And now they've got yesterday's events where this fierce lioness went and laid down at her feet and began to lick her feet. So the turnout is just unbelievable. People are packed in to see this. And no doubt this is why it was so well documented, is because it was such a major event. The men are crying out, bring out the criminal. And the women were crying out, let this city suffer for killing the innocent. So the women had taken up Thecla's cause. The other women were like, hey, she's not guilty. She just didn't want to be accosted by some spoiled magistrate. Needless to say, those cries went unheard. So they throw Thecla, shackled and naked, to the wild beasts and the lions, and the bears were let loose. But the lioness, who was the fiercest, ran again to Thecla's feet. The bear ran at her, and the lioness leapt into the air and tore the bear to pieces. Then an angry lion with a huge mane attacked, and the lioness met him in pursuit, and the two lions killed one another. All the crowd is worried because the lioness had been killed, the one that had been protecting Thecla, and the Romans poured it on all the more. Beast after beast, they kept sending into the theater. It was at that point that Thecla saw a small pool of water and dove in to baptize herself, declaring her allegiance to the Lord Jesus out loud in front of the whole crowd. As soon as she hit the water, the wild beasts were destroyed by fire and lightning from heaven. When she came out of the water, the Romans released another group of animals, which made a mournful cry. And miraculously, the stadium was filled with spikenard and cassia, which put all the beasts that were still alive to sleep. Not to be outdone, embarrassed and spoiled Alexander brought out his personal bulls, which were very ill-tempered. They bound Thecla by waist and feet to the bulls and then stabbed their genitals with red-hot irons. It's recorded that the bulls made terrible sounds, and fire came from heaven, releasing Thecla. In the meantime, Tryphena, in the crowd, had fainted and died in her seat. Now remember that she's connected to the royal family, and Alexander is afraid of Caesar. He's afraid of the royal family and the repercussions of his actions. So the governor had Thecla brought to him so he could demand some answers, to which she said, I am the servant of the living God, and a believer in Jesus Christ, his son. And for that reason, your beasts could not touch me. The governor ordered her clothes to be brought out, and she forgave him and prayed for his salvation. He published an order in these words, I release to you Thecla, the servant of God. The whole city began to praise the living God of heaven and the Lord Jesus, so much so that the city began to shake. At that moment, Tryphena was raised from the dead, gathered up, and Thecla took her home. And there she stayed, meeting with many people and telling them about the gospel of Jesus. Tryphena sent large sums of money to Paul to support his preaching, and Thecla sent clothing to the poor. After some time, Thecla went back to Iconium and found that the man she had been betrothed to had now died. She then went to her mother, shared the gospel with her, and showed her how God had saved her from the Romans. But sadly, her mother still refused to believe. Brokenhearted, Thecla left Iconium and made a home in Seleucia, where she shared the gospel openly. She lived in a cave just outside the city, and every sick person came to her to be healed, so many that she put the doctors and magicians out of business. Convinced that she was favored by the Greek goddess Diana, they hired men to rape and beat her. Now, Thecla is an old woman at this point, and she opens the door to the hired men who try to grab her. She prays for God to protect her, and a loud voice says, "Fear not, Thecla, my faithful servant, for I am with thee." She looked over and saw a hole appear in the rock, just big enough for her to pass through. As she makes her way through the hole, the rock wall closes behind her, leaving the men trapped in the cave. Thecla then flees the city in search of Paul. Here's the point. In Christ, we have identity. To lose yourself in Christ is to be found in both heaven and on earth. Thecla was miraculously saved from burning at the stake and traveled with Paul, put on trial, sentenced to be eaten by wild beasts, became an icon, encouraging women to follow the word of the Lord. She went on to live in a cave for a further 72 years, becoming a healer. And when hired men came to rape her, a passage was opened in the cave so that the stones closed behind her. Her life ends in Rome, where she laid beside Paul's tomb and died. Thecla wouldn't settle to be titled as a husband's wife, her father's daughter, her child's parent. Instead, she found her identity in Christ. She is Thecla, fearfully and wonderfully created in her Heavenly Father's image, and her gift to the world was herself. But not just herself, it was herself in Christ. In a world that's so desperately trying to entice you into an identity of its liking, I can hear that still small voice calling us back to our Creator, challenging us to strive for lives much bigger than any social construct. Lives filled with thankfulness of pasts forgiven, joy in the present, and hope for our future. Before those boys took a beatdown of their lives, that demon gave us a peek into the structure of the kingdom of darkness. I know Jesus, and I've heard of Paul, but who are you? In the kingdom of heaven, you have an identity that goes so deep that even the kingdom of darkness, a kingdom that doesn't recognize its own teammates, will know your name and fear your God. Thecla's story is more evidence that God truly is no respecter of persons, and that any person can be used mightily by God for His glory. Let it be said of us that we would no longer be fettered by the whims of society, that to our dying breath, we will strive to be known in heaven and feared in hell. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Bread. Make sure to explore our archive of messages on YouTube by typing Strong Tower Casper in the search bar.
Thanks again for listening. Without your faithful support, we wouldn't be able to do the work that God has called us to. If you know someone who would be blessed by what you just heard, please pass this along. At Strong Tower, we believe that you are a unique expression of God's love and creativity, and we consider it an honor to be a part of your journey.
There's no one like our God, no one at all. Gave His Son for us, Jesus the Lord. Who can love us like He does? No one.